Hallelujah. I'm very excited to come and speak to you again this morning. We are speaking about a perfect state of righteousness, how to enter a perfect state of righteousness. And today we're going to look at sitting in the eye of the storm. Now, this is an experience I had. I was in 2008. I was in a ministry meeting. We were in a camp with about 130 people together. Over a period of 10 days, we were in the presence of God. And while I was in the Spirit, I was suddenly caught up in the Spirit. And as I was caught up in the Spirit, I was in an open vision. Now, what is an open vision? An open vision is where you are not at all aware of your surroundings anymore, and you are now in another place. Now, in this vision, I found myself sitting right next to Jesus on a bench, on a patch of green grass. And I was amazed when I saw myself sitting next to Jesus on this bench. And I said, Lord, where are we? And Jesus spoke to me and he said to me, look up. And as I looked up in front of me, I realized that I was in the eye of a tornado. Wow. Hallelujah. And then at that moment when I looked up and I realized I was in the eye of the tornado, Jesus spoke to me and he said to me, when you sit in my righteousness, you sit in the eye of the storm and nothing can touch you. Hallelujah. Wow. When I had that experience, when I had that revelation, I suddenly began to understand things that I've never understood before in my life. And that has changed my life forever. It made a huge impact on my life. As a matter of fact, it has caused me to live in a completely new way of living. And so I want to begin to speak to you about this new way of living. I want to explain to you living in what I call a perfect state of righteousness. If we go to Romans chapter 5 verse 1, the Apostle Paul wrote something and he says here, therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Through him also we have our access and our entrance and introduction by faith into this grace, a state of God's favor in which we firmly and safely stand. Hallelujah. And let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. Wow, what a verse. This verse has become so special to me over the years. It's become part of me. And I want to begin to break open this verse step by step. You know, the first thing that we see here is Paul making a statement. And he's making an assumption. He says, therefore, since we are justified. So he says, listen, you have been justified. You know, as a Christian, the word justified to me is a very powerful word. It means just, asified, never sinned. Hallelujah. Just as if there's no sin in my life ever. There's never been sin in my life ever. Hallelujah. And he says here, now when I'm in this position, since I am justified and I'm declared righteous, I am given a right standing with God. Listen, I can stop right there. If you grasp what I just said to you, your life will never be the same again. If you believe what I just told you, what Paul just said, he says, and this is possible through faith. He says, let us grasp the fact there's something you need to grasp. There's something that you need to click. It needs to, a little light needs to go on and say, wow, I've got it. You know, a very good friend of mine that I've been walking a journey with the last 3 years, I began to teach him these truths over the last 3 years. And he's just running. He's just flying in the Spirit. He's seeing in the Spirit. And he's just going because he took what I gave him. And he's well away in the Spirit. Hallelujah. He's really growing up in the Spirit. And God says here, we can enjoy a state of God's favor. Now, that is a beautiful thing to think about. If you can enjoy a state of favor, what an amazing place that must be, where I can always be in God's favor, where the favor of God is always released over me because I'm in a certain state of favor. Hallelujah. And he says, now that you're in that state of favor, God wants you to enjoy and to even experience the glory of God. You see, when you are not in that state, you are cut off from God. And the moment you enter into that state of the favor of God, because you've accepted your righteousness, you will begin to enjoy the glory of God. Hallelujah. Now, let's begin to look at righteousness. We looked a little bit at righteousness before in Program 21, where we looked at recognizing and training your spiritual senses. Now you will see how all these teachings begin to flow together, how all of them begin to dovetail with one another. And in that teaching, we specifically looked at Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 11. And he says there, concerning this, we have much to say, and it's hard to explain, since you've become dull in your spiritual hearing and even sluggish and slothful in achieving spiritual insight. Even though by this time you ought to be teaching others, you actually need someone to teach you all over again the very first principles of God's word. You have need milk, you've come to need to milk, not solid food. For everyone who continues to feed on milk is obviously inexperienced and unskilled in the doctrine of righteousness. He's a mere infant, not able to talk yet. And he says here, but solid food is for the full-grown men whose senses and mental faculties are trained by practice to discriminate and distinguish between what is morally good and what is evil and contrary either to divine or human law. So, what is the writer, which I believe is Paul, what is he saying? He says, you are slow. You are slow to learn. You still need milk. You are still immature and you are still a child. And he says, you don't have the ability to eat solid food. You can't consume solid food yet. He says, because solid food is for the mature, those who have grown up spiritually. And that's where I want to go with you. I want to take you to a place of spiritual maturity. For too long, people in the church have stayed babies all their lives. They've been drinking milk all their lives. They've been staying in the outer court all their lives. And God wants to bring us into a place of maturity. And now he says, the reason they are immature is because they are inexperienced and they are unskilled in the doctrine of righteousness. Now remember that word, the doctrine of righteousness. God just touches my chest. You just saw me touching my chest. And this is the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. And God says, I'm going to teach you a lot about the breastplate of righteousness, how to put on that breastplate. Thank you, Jesus. And he says, now if you become mature, then you will be able to have your senses and mental faculties trained to practice and to discern. Hallelujah. So all these things are put together. The one can't go without the other. You can't discern if you have not understood the solid food of the doctrine of righteousness. And if you are still drinking milk, you are unskilled in and you are inexperienced in the doctrine of righteousness. Hallelujah. And so now I want to tell you, you see, we saw earlier in Romans chapter 5, he says that we can enter into a state of righteousness. And I want to begin to speak to you about entering a state of righteousness. And this is a very interesting concept. It's a concept that's a bit scientific. And I hope to be able to explain it to you. I'm a chemical engineer by trade. That's what I that's my degree. And that's what I basically worked in. So I'm very scientific in my mind. And God began to speak to me on that level. And so when he put me into the eye of the storm and he said, nothing can touch you, I had a revelation. And I realized that I was sitting in the eye of the storm where there's an absolute wind stillness. There's no forces there that can actually injure you or hurt you or harm you, even though you sit in the middle of a powerful storm that could destroy you. Hallelujah. Now, in September 2012, I taught people how to enter into the state of righteousness. And as I did this over a 14-week period, we were teaching one day and we were praying one day in the week. And we consistently built a momentum as we prayed about remaining in this place. And then between the 9th and the 10th week, a sign appeared in the heavens. Now, you know, when we begin to line ourselves up with the Word of God, things just begin to change. Literally, outside of our building where we were teaching, a sign appeared in the heavens, in the sky, a cloud appeared that looked like a funnel of a tornado that was pointing towards our building. I will add a photo for that also. And so as this happens, we had between the 9th and the 10th week, this was what happened. And on the 10th week, when we were in the building, as I was sharing with them about the sign that I saw, I turned towards the board and I was about to begin to explain something. The next moment we heard this mighty sound, like a rushing mighty wind. It came into the building and the building began to shake under the power of God. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you what is possible. What God actually desires when we enter into a state of righteousness. Hallelujah. The next day, a few days later, when I came out of my house, as I looked up over the house, in front of me, there was what looked like a wishbone that hanged in the sky. And I was amazed. It was another sign that appeared to me. And I said, Lord, what does this mean? I was quite amazed. And suddenly the Lord spoke to me and he said to me, whatever you wish for, I will give you. And that was quite amazing. What a statement to say, whatever you wish for. And God basically said, from now on, if you are in this place, if you've entered into a place of righteousness, whatever you wish for, I will give you. And you might say, but where is that in the Bible? Is that really biblical? Can it be? Listen to Jesus' words in conclusion. In John chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus says, if you live in me, if you abide vitally united to me, and if my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. Wow. So there's a prerequisite. It's not just prosperity. It's not just blessing. There's a prerequisite. If you abide in Jesus, if you abide in the anointing, if you abide in his righteousness, then he says you can ask whatever you desire. That word for desire in the ESV says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be given to you. Wow, hallelujah. And so God came to give me a sign in the heavens, which is also a prophetic sign for the church, where God wants the church to break through into this place in these last days. Hallelujah. Where he brings us into a place where we can see the awesome promises of God come to pass as we enter into the eye of the storm, as we enter into a perfect state of righteousness. Father, we thank you so much for your glory. We thank you so much for your love. Father, thank you, Lord, that we can enter into a state of righteousness. Thank you that you made it possible for us through the cross. I pray, bless each one that's listened to this message. Help them by your Spirit to be able to enter this eye of the storm where nothing can touch them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.